Now with the sports news, Des Cahill. Des, good morning.
Good morning to you, Mary. We're going to start with live sport this morning. It comes from Abu Dhabi, where the Irish cricket team are playing Afghanistan, and it's day one of the lucrative Abu Dhabi Golf Championship. Now, both events were delayed because of fog, but they're underway now. The cricket began at 6:30 a.m. Afghanistan won the toss. They elected to bat, and they're currently 88 for no wicket off 15.5 overs. The Golf Championship, meanwhile, features three Irishmen, Rory McIlroy, Padraig Harrington and Shane Lowry. Two of them are amongst the early starters, and Rory McIlroy is sharing the lead at this early stage. He's two under par after four holes. Padraig Harrington has parred the first hole. Well, moving to soccer now, and it was a topsy-turvy night in the Premier League. In the early kickoff, Manchester City scored two late goals to beat Aston Villa 2-0. Bernardo Silva got the first goal when a controversial offside call went in Manchester City's favour, and Gundogan then added a last-minute penalty. That victory put City temporarily at the top of the league, but 2 hours later, they were replaced by their neighbours as Manchester United won 2-1 at Fulham. United fell behind early on to a goal by Lookman, but Edison Cavani equalised, and United's victory was confirmed with a brilliant goal, shot from outside the box, curling into the top corner from Paul Pogba. So United now have 40 points from 19 games. Manchester City have 38 points with a game in hand. Leicester City are on 38 also. And Liverpool have 34 points with a game in hand. And Jurgen Klopp's side can close to within 3 points of Manchester United as Liverpool host Burnley tonight. So it's very exciting at the top of the table there. In the Championship, Norwich moved 7 points clear at the top. They had a 2-0 win over Bristol City. In Scotland, Celtic lost even more ground on Rangers in the title race following a 2-2 draw at Livingston. Their captain Scott Brown was sent off in the closing minutes, and we'll hear from a very frustrated Celtic manager Neil Lennon in the next hour. He's still smarting over the criticism Celtic got for their trip to Dubai, which resulted in COVID affecting the team badly, and there was also criticism that they were preparing in the warm weather, and last night they played on a pitch that had snow taken off it before it kicked off. Elsewhere in soccer, Cristiano Ronaldo became football's all-time leading goalscorer last night. His goal in Juventus' 2-0 win over Napoli in the Italian Super Cup was the 760th of his career, and according to official figures, the 35-year-old now moves one goal ahead of the Czech player Josef Bican, who scored 759 goals between 1931 and 1955. A result of note from Spain last night as well. Real Madrid were knocked out of the Spanish Cup, losing 2-1 to 10-man Alcoyano from the third tier of Spanish football. Finally, for now, some racing news, and Grand National winning jockey David Mullins has announced his retirement from the saddle at the age of just 24. Mullins had a famous victory at Aintree on Rule the World back in 2016 when just 19 years of age. He's had 211 career wins in Ireland, but says he's fallen out of love with the sport. We'll be back with more after 8:30.